It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Verse 26.
And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.
Now here Jesus gave the warning to his disciples. This is what's going to happen. They are going to arrest me. They are going to kill me. And you're going to run away for your life. And he already predicted it's going to happen. And sometimes when the Word of God tells you, this is exactly is going to happen, and we say, oh no, that's not going to happen. People are saying when Jesus Christ says something in the Word of God, they are trying to change the word. They are going to say it's not going to happen like that, and this is not the meaning, and things like that. Jesus exactly said, this is written. Now, Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7, it says, they will strike the shepherd. And they didn't know who the shepherd was. But Jesus Christ said to his disciples, I am the good shepherd. So otherwise they would not know. Jesus Christ never had the sheep and goats. He never did any kind of service to animals like that. Go ahead and read that.
Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones.
Jesus Christ says, it is written. Only the Pharisees and scribe, and even the disciples, they might be studying the word of God with him. 3.5 years they were with him. So he says, it is written, and it's exactly going to happen. Now Peter is going to change that. He says, it's not going to happen what you said. But he says, it is written. Whatever is written in the Word of God is not going to change. Okay, let's read a little bit further. Chapter 14, verse 28.
But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee.
Now here, see, he warned these people, he taught these disciples, after the resurrection, I'm going to go before you to Galilee. And when Jesus Christ was risen, Peter went, John went, everybody, they don't know where Jesus is. If they would have gone to Galilee and wait for Jesus Christ, he promised that he will be there. But they forgot the promise. Okay, verse 29.
But Peter said unto him, Although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Now Jesus Christ said, Verily, verily, I say unto you. Means I'm telling the truth. You are going to deny me 3 times. When the rooster crows 2 times, you will know that you denied me. But he said, No, 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 no. I will never deny you. Let's read following verses. Mark 14:31.
But he spake the more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all.
That means when Peter says, I'm not going to deny, everybody says the same thing. I'm not going to deny. But after they received the Holy Spirit, they really kept the word what they said today. When we'll see in this chapter, when they arrested Jesus Christ, they all ran.
And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy. And saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch.
He said, You stay here on that mountain, and I'm going to pray. Now when he was going, he said, Okay, Peter, James and John, could you follow me? And then they went. Now the other people are praying one place. Peter, James, and John, There also he said, okay, you watch and pray here. And the word of God says he went a little bit further, like the man can throw the stone, that distance he went, and he started praying there. But here he is saying, I am very, very tired. My body is so weak, and I feel so much sorrow. That much sorrow came to me that I'm going to die. And that's what he was thinking. Because sorrow can kill you. Jesus Christ was so sorrowful, and he was thinking in his mind that he is going to die. And that's the kind of sorrow, pain, and suffering he was doing in that Gethsemane. So before he went, he said, you know, I feel so much sorrow, and my soul is thinking that I'm going to die. So could you please watch and pray? That means I might faint, I might die. So please be watchful. Watch and pray. See what happens.
And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour?
Now see, when Jesus Christ went a little further, he prayed. Now some gospel says he knelt down. Some gospel says he fell on the face. And some gospel says he fell on the ground. But I think all these three things happened to him. He might be kneeling down and praying. Finally he fell, and he was flat on his belly because he was so weak and so tired he could not even stand. In this gospel is not saying, but he was sweating the blood. And he was almost going to dying in that situation. He comes and Peter, James, John, everybody is sleeping. But he wakes up the Peter and say, Peter, why are you sleeping? Let's read verse 38.
Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
Now here, three times he went and prayed. Now, when he said to his disciple, Can't you wait for me for 1 hour and pray for me 1 hour? So within these three times prayer, he said he repeated the same words three times. They took the only one word, that take this cup away, and if it is not your will, let it be thy will. And then he prayed three times and sounded like his prayer is not answered. But Paul, by the Holy Spirit, tells us God heard his prayer. Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 7.
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared.
Save him from death. And the word of God says, God heard his prayer. Now, can you remember this kind of prayer he did anywhere? You never see this prayer, Lazarus, when he was dead. We never see that this kind of prayer in Jairus' daughter was dead. Or he never prayed this prayer, that widow's son was dead. Where did he pray this prayer? We don't see anywhere but the Gethsemane. Now what he was praying? He was saying, my spirit is willing to die on the cross of Calvary. But my flesh is saying, you cannot make it to even Calvary. You're going to die here. And the devil wanted to kill him in Gethsemane. And there was nobody to help. The word of God says angel came and ministered to him. No Peter, no John, no James was there to help him. And so in this situation, he was crying to God, I do not want to die in Gethsemane. I want to go on the cross. Now somebody says, what is so big deal about dying on the cross? The dying on the cross, he was preaching about. Nicodemus, he said, I should be lifted up like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And he said 3-4 times in the John's Gospel, I should be lifted up means he was talking about what kind of death he's going to die. He was going to take your sin and my sin, your curse and my curse on the cross. It says in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, please read.
Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
So Jesus Christ came here to take your sin, my sin, your curse, my curse, and he could not die in the Gethsemane like that. And so the devil wanted to kill him there. He said, Lord, please save my soul. I don't want to die here. And the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, St. Paul says, God heard his prayer, heard his cry, and saved him from death. Now, if somebody says God saved him from the Calvary's cross, then that will be completely wrong because he died on the Calvary's cross, right? And if some Muslim people say, oh, he didn't die. But Jesus said in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, he says, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. So Jesus Christ is not denying he didn't die. He died for us. If Jesus didn't die, then we have to die for our sins. But he took our death penalty and he redeemed us. That's why he was looking forward to go to cross. Okay, let's go back to the book of Mark, chapter 14. We are in 42.
Rise up, let us go. Lo, right. He that betrayeth me is at hand.
Now 41, he says, now you sleep and take a rest. Seems like Jesus Christ says, okay, I did the battle. I won. Now you want to sleep? Sleep. And they might have felt good because their eyes were heavy. They wanted to open their eyes. Did it happen to you anytime? You're so sleepy and the same time you don't want to sleep. That's what the heavy duty sleep were on their eyes. And then Jesus Christ comes, okay, I told you to watch 1 hour and pray. You didn't pray. Now you rest and sleep. They might have said, finally, we can sleep now. And right away he said, well, let's get up. The betrayer is already at the door. Let's read further.
And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely.
See what he's trying to say? He was talking to them, now you can rest, sleep, take rest now. But at the same time he says, the betrayer is already here. And immediately they came. And who are the people? A great multitude with the swords and staves, priests, scribes, and elders. Can you imagine? All these people, his enemies, they are coming. And they didn't know where he was, but the Judah knew. They didn't want to kill him in this season. They said, we will wait until this feast is over. Otherwise, we will be in trouble. But the Judah said, hey, this is the time. Because I know where Jesus Christ is. We always go in Gethsemane and pray. I know the prayer place. Let's go. But if you're reading, we just finished the St. John's. And we saw when they came with the swords and stakes and all this multitude of people, Jesus says, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus. And they fell on their face. Jesus Christ has to ask them twice. And then he said, if you're looking for me, let my disciple go. But when they were asking, we are looking for Jesus, and still Judah and all these multitudes of people, they fell on their faces, and Jesus Christ walked to the crowd. He was not afraid of the crowd. If he wanted to run away, this is very easy. They are in the mountain. You can, when the enemy is coming this way, you run that way. And this is only 11 disciples, and they don't have any light or anything. They can go behind the rock or somewhere. These people can be looking for them whole night and could not find. But Jesus Christ boldly went to them and he said, you are looking for somebody? Say, we are looking for Jesus. He said, I am here. And they were not able to destroy him, but Jesus Christ made himself available to those people. Okay, let's read verse 45.
And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him.
Can you imagine? He gave the signal to these people. In the night time, you will not recognize who Jesus is. I'm going to kiss him, and then you would know that is the Jesus. And he, instead of saying Master, he says, Master, Master, just like he's so loving and he loves him so much, and he comes to kiss him. Read the Luke chapter 22, verse 48.
But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
See, he had one more chance. Judas, you came here to kiss me, to betray me. Are you betraying me with a kiss? He could have said, I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't know that you will recognize. Cain wanted to kill his brother. God said to Cain, Cain, change your mind. Otherwise, the devil is at the door. And so God gives us a lot of warning. But sometimes people just go and do it anyhow. If somebody wants to kill somebody and somebody says, please don't do it, you'll go to jail and you will have death penalty. Who cares? And they do it anyhow. So this is what the Judah is doing. Knowingly, warning and everything came, but he didn't listen. Mark 14:46.
And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me?
Okay, now here, disciple had the chance to kill these people because Jesus only asked them, Do you have a sword? And they said, We don't. He says, Sell your clothes and get the sword. We have two swords. I said, Okay. And Peter tried to killed somebody, but he just cut his ear only because he was not able to cut his neck. Go to the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 15-51, because Mark doesn't say what happened after he cut his ear.
And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far, and he touched his ear and healed him.
See, this enemy coming to kill Jesus. Peter cut that one of the high priest's servants' ear. Jesus didn't say, well, they are coming to kill me. Now this servant's ear is cut. He might be making a lot of noise and their mind will be somewhere else. He can run away if he want to. But he took that ear and put it back. That's what Jesus Christ is. He gave his life for enemy. We were enemy to Christ. We were enemy to God because when we commit sin, we are followers of the devil. And so we became enemies to God. But Jesus Christ died for us. So this man's ear, he took it and put it. Can you imagine what kind of surgeon he is? If you want to do surgery, you have to go to the operating theater, operating room, doctor has to wash his hand how many times, and then he has to put a glove and mask and everything, and then they have to do the surgery, and no germs could be there. Otherwise, something will happen. He just took it, put it back, no complication, no disease, nothing. The ear was healed completely. That's God. So we have to believe Jesus Christ loved this man, even though they wanted to kill him. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. And that's the Christianity. Sometimes you want to take a revenge. Word of God says revenge is mine. So we should learn from Jesus. Even the last minute they came to kill Jesus, he helped them. Mark 14:48.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young man laid hold on him. And he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked.
Nobody knows who this young man was, and he just went with the underwear, but he said naked. Actually, they might have underwear. So who this person was, somebody says, that was Mark. All the disciples fled away. Jesus Christ said it, and it exactly happened. So what we're learning, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came here to die for you and for me. And when he said something, we should listen to him. How he said to disciples, where to go, where to find something, exactly happened. When he said, you are going to betray me, exactly happened. So Jesus Christ said, I'm just closing here. Jesus Christ says, I'm going to go to heaven, but I'm going to come back. Do you think he will? Yes, he will. So we have to be ready. And the remaining chapter, we will be starting. So remember these words. We came up to chapter 14, verse 52. God willing, we'll start with the 53, and we are going to finish it next week. Okay, we are in the book of Mark, chapter 14. Last week, we finished up to 52 verses. We are going to start from verse 53.
And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes.
Now here we see, they took Jesus direct to the high priest, they say. And how many people, what kind of people were assembled? It says chief priests, elders, and the scribe. They are all religious people. They are trying to find some fault in Jesus Christ so they can put death penalty. That's what this idea was. And can you imagine, they have the Passover feast coming, the religious holiday is coming, and all these priests, chief priests, elders, and scribe thinking about doing something wrong and don't even feeling guilty. Verse 54.
And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priests, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire.
Now here we see that Peter followed, but he was not too close, going from far away, keeping eye on Jesus, what's happening, and he comes to even the high priest palace. St. John says, when he comes to the high priest palace, there was a gatekeeper. And John had some kind of influence with the high priest, or some kind of, maybe he knew somebody there. So he might have said to the lady, gatekeeper, let me go. So she let him go. But Peter didn't have anybody known to him, so he stood outside. Let's go and read that in St. John chapter 18, verse 16.
But Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter.
The doorkeeper was not allowing Peter to come in, but somehow John had some influence, and he brought him in. When he brought him in, I don't think Peter and John, they stood together. John might have went to somewhere close, but Peter was a little bit still far. And they said the people were warming themselves, so Peter also stood there and warming himself. And see what happens, verse 55.
And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none.
Chief priest, they had all these people called spies going after Jesus and finding out what fault they can find. So now they are looking for the people this many years, at least 2 or 3 years. You were going here and there and listening to Jesus. We want some witness. But the word of God said they could not find one. They didn't have one witness coming and saying, we said, now they have to force somebody. Now here he says, there is none, no witness. They had no witness. That means they could not find willingly somebody can come and say something against Jesus. Now today also we see, if they don't find witness, they can bribe somebody, give some money and say, this is what you say. And if that person, you know, he's doing for the money, so he said, okay, I'll do whatever you say, I'll do it. And now here we see, they could not find any witness, so see what happened. Verse 56.
For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together.
Now, here says there was no witness. Now they find out, hey, somebody should say something. So now many witnesses came. And they start saying anything they want to say to just make Jesus guilty. But I don't know if there was any judge. But anybody said something, just think somebody says, Jesus says something else. And somebody said, oh, no, no, he didn't say that. He said this. So in between them, they had no unity. And so their unity didn't work, and the witnesses were false, so they didn't know what to do. Now here some wise guy comes and tried to give another witness. Verse 57.
And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days, I will build another made without hands.
Certain person, now he says, I heard him saying. But from his talk, I don't think he heard him saying. He just heard from somebody else. He did not have the eyewitness news. Or he did not have anything solid proof what Jesus really said. So he's just saying, I heard him saying, I will destroy this temple, and within 3 days I will build another temple made without hands. So he is adding something and saying something that Jesus didn't say it. So he's trying to say he's going to do some kind of magic or something. Jesus had power. He could do if he wants to, but he didn't say that. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, when he created all the universe, he just spoke the word and everything came in existence.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.